there's a tag on you.
Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
On cassette.
From Super Chunk, and you are listening to the noise of carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Rock on!
Thank you, Mac. Superchunk played in town a couple of months ago, and he nicely did an ID for me. A bit of admin here. Record Store Day on Saturday everywhere. So if you're at Hooked on Phono in Burnaby or Sound Vinyl in Crystal Palace, go down and see the guys and pick up some interesting limited release stuff. Do you do anything for Record Store Day, Mike?
I buy records.
Yeah, do you go to certain shops or?
I used to go to Audio Pile.
Okay,
I may go there, or I may go to Neptune.
Okay, yeah,
or I may go to Zulu.
Yep.
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, various record stores or Red Cat.
Right. Have you found it's really busy on Record Store Day?
It should be, yeah. I think it will be.
I think I remember being in High Life on Commercial Drive. So these are all, if you're outside of Vancouver, these are all famous, good record stores in town, and there's six or seven or eight of them. And I went to High Life once, and there was wine in the back. So you could pop around into the back room and get a glass of wine for free, which is marvelous. So just a couple of things. The band Quasi is playing at the Fox Cabaret on July 11th. They're doing their Birds, featuring Birds album. Magnetic Fields, these are for Noise of Carpet people. We're playing in Chicago this week and LA next week, and they're doing 69 Love Songs start to finish. And that's what's going on in the near future around here. So get down and support your local record store on Saturday. The last song we heard, Mike, was JP5, Zero Train, and it was a demo from Whip Ray. And then we're going to head back to Cane Toad's Spank Machine and another JP5 song coming up. So where are we in Jen's career here? She's had a bit of attention with a few different bands. Mm-hmm. And what's happening in Vancouver with Jen and her orbit?
So she was in the Cane Toads till about 93, and somehow the label, everything. Oh, sorry. I've got to get closer.
No problem.
This is Mike's, Mike 2, Mike. I don't know what happened. It just exploded. The Sony dissolved their thing. Our A&R guy got fired. And so she then was approached by three of the members of Sons of Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who had lost their label, and the singer, I think, had Jim Newton. Mm. I guess he figured he'd take a break. So they got Jen to play with them. I saw them at the Town Pump, and they were really good.
Mm.
And I don't really know what happened to any recordings.
And this is Jen lead vocals.
And with Jen on lead vocals.
Right.
So, but then, you know, I was reading some of her writings. She actually was working on a kind of biography, and it was called Diary of a Trash Maven.
Mm.
And actually a family friend, this guy, Peter Great, his real last name was Kiplis, I think. Anyway, he just died a few weeks ago, unfortunately.
Oh,
and
gosh.
He was sort of doing a lot of this, digging up all her old tapes and stuff.
Right.
Anyway, so she apparently formed this other band with another friend of mine, Annie Kid Wolf, singing as well, who actually she's done well with herself. She's releasing records with Jello Biafra's Alternative Tentacles label. She just toured with Ministry.
Oh, wow.
Which I think she was playing acoustic guitar, so I'm not really sure how that works in Ministry. But
Was that the Gary Newman show?
Yeah, so she was touring with them. So okay. So her career has done quite well.
Oh, that's great.
And
was she in Spank Machine then?
So she was in Spank Machine, and I think somehow she got hold of this tape that they did that never got released.
Yeah.
And Jello liked it, so Jello put it out.
Okay.
And it's now available on, we know it's on Spotify.
Okay. This is would Spank You Very Much?
Yes.
Okay.
And Jim Brander, who played drums in, I don't know, millions of bands.
Okay.
Most of them legendary bands.
All right, of course.
And I've forgotten the name of the bass player now. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So we're going to play another Cannibal Dream for Cane Toads, then.
Oh.
Spank Machine, not just yet, yeah.
Oh,
and
not
then
yet. Okay.
And then we're going to go to a song, JP5, called Fuzzy Head Pills, and what do you know about this release for them?
Okay, so that's actually a later After Me incarnation where Jen was the only person left. She's the only continuous member in the band, and
right.
This is with Dirty Kurt Robertson on guitar, from notoriously known from the Real McKenzies.
Okay.
And various other bands with his friend Lee on bass, who goes by the moniker Legea Fatima.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
You know about that? Okay.
Yes.
So they got a deal with Joey Shithead's Sudden Death Records.
Okay.
So that was released, I don't know, what year does it say?
Is it 96-ish?
Something 96-ish, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, that was really Jen's sort of Riot Girl, like, you know, she really, you know, that she, it was her band, right? So right. That was kind of, you know, where she wanted to go with stuff.
Right.
Spank Machine is on the same kind of wavelength, I think.
Okay.
What am I forgetting about here?
Was she the driving force of JP5, but Spank Machine was more of a team effort?
I think it was, yeah, a collaboration more with Annie.
Gotcha. Okay.
And am I forgetting the band here? So she was in The Worst. And then, yeah, so JP5, you know, continued for quite a long time. Later on, she had a band called the East Vamps.
Right.
She was in a Suzy Quattro tribute band called 48 Crash with the immortal Randy Bowman.
Okay.
Drummer from the Enigmas playing drums, also ex-Subhumans.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, and Tony Baloney, the legendary Tony Baloney.
We don't have to say legendary.
Oh, yeah.
We've only got an hour. Where's Tony Baloney from?
So Tony was in Rapid, played soccer with The Clash.
Okay.
And The Actionauts.
Okay.
And
oh, my God.
And Rio McKenzie's.
Okay.
It just goes on.
Is he still around?
He's still around. I just saw him.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do, so we're going to go with a three-song set here and come back and wrap things up. It is Noise of Carpet, Mike Davies from the Enigmas, and also these days running the Facebook group. What's the name of the group, Mike, again?
It's called the Vancouver Scene Photo Album, and it's full.
It's full?
It's full. You were the last guy to get in.
Do you only have so many members then, or...?
Well, it's just, I think basically anyone who had anything to do with it is kind of in there now.
Oh, I see. Okay. But what about expanding, you know, bringing in other people? Because this is really, it's a lot of these bands, even though they're all legendary, absolutely, I don't know. And it's very educational for me and very interesting.
Well, there are some other good groups. There's a group called Punk in Vancouver and Beyond.
Okay.
And... I mean, there's so many, but those are kind of particularly for Vancouver.
I like what you're doing with it alphabetically. And do you do a new band every week, every couple of weeks, every...
I don't know. Oh, I kind of wish I hadn't started it now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's so many great bands, and it's like, when you go, oh, yeah, do this, and then now I'm like...
You're in the F's, and then you remember a D that you forgot about.
Yeah, and then someone goes, hey, how about this band? Right. And it's like, well, we did do that band. Look down in the, you know.
Scroll down.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You can't win. You
know, it's great, and love the photos, and somebody needs to be doing this stuff, because at the time, unlike now, where there's too many photos, there was hardly any photos at all, and is that what you're finding? It's hard to
get photos.
Right.
And I know people have some photos, and they need to... You know, it's just getting them on the computer and
just,
stuff.
Just scanning them and whatever. Okay. Yeah, so. Okay. Well, why don't you, you're driving over there on line one, so why don't you queue up Cannibal Dream by
Cane Toads?
And
I just want to say to the listeners that this is amazing. We have every, we don't have an 8-track player, but we have every media playing device going on here. We got like a cassette player, two turntables, we got...
Two CDs?
Two CDs, a Spotify, a computer...
YouTube.
Yeah. And
just no reel to reel or 8-track, but yeah, so if and cassette, so we are chronicling and going through all the old cassettes that were here. So cassettes were sent in by bands like JP5 in the day, and we're going through and we're going to have them to be able to play, so we're working on that right now. So let's go ahead, we've got about 11 minutes left. Let's go ahead with Cane Toads, Cannibal Dream, and you're playing guitar on this one.
Okay.
Remember? And so give her. So this is Noise of Carpet, and this is Cane Toads, and Spank Machine. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
And never heard before this song.
Excellent.
Okay, there you go.
Very good. Cannibal Dream.
Sitting in the wrong chair, facing
Sorry about that. This is Fuzzy Head Pills, JP5 on CJSF. Hang on a sec. You have been listening to the Noise of Carpet Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca, and we'll look forward to seeing you again at 1 p.m. next Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening today. That last song was JP5 with Jen lead singing and playing the guitar as well, Mike. Is she playing the guitar on that
one? No, that would be Dirty Kurt.
Oh, Dirty Kurt on the guitar. Okay. Yeah. And was she playing the guitar on at all on Spike Machine? I thought we'd...
Well, yeah, no, she probably is playing guitar as well.
Okay.
I'll take that back. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. And that was that album's Hotbox, Joe Keithley's label, Sudden Death Records.
Yep.
And before that, Spank Machine, Love Glue, Spank You Very Much, good stuff. And what was before that? Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Cane Toad's Cannibal Dream. So we're wrapping up now, Mike. Thank you for coming in. We usually could have had 2 hours together here because I don't know if I've guided the conversation in the right direction, but we did definitely get some interesting stories from you. What do you want to say before we leave the show with another Cane Toad song?
Well, I really like the carpet. I know you like carpet.
Right.
So this is, this is incredible in here.
Oh, good.
And I just saw a poster outside for some kind of Roper Room thing on May 11th.
Okay. Yep.
And you bring your mom dressed in her Mew Mew, right?
You bring your mom.
That's what it says.
Awesome. Dressed as Mrs. Roper from Three's Company.
Exactly.
Excellent. And where's that at? I've forgotten the...
It's at the Wise Hall, apparently.
Wise Hall, right.
So
right.
I'm excited about that.
So you go, okay, yeah. Check out Three's Company if you're binging.
Yeah.
So we spoke about Jen today. We're not going to have much time, but we're going to play another song. What song is this by Cane Toads?
This is another Cane Toads song called First, Last, Always.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. We've got 30 seconds left, so let's get going. We'll talk to you again. Mike will be back. Thank you for listening to The Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM. Talk to you next week.
Okay, here it goes.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.